With WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's 69 degrees in Carbondale, 70 in Mount Vernon, 65 in Olney at 7:04. We have kind of a mix of sun and clouds this morning. We can expect, though, mostly sunny conditions the rest of the day with a high near 85. Winds by the north-northwest at 10 to 14 miles an hour. Could be gusty as well with gusts as high as 21 miles an hour. That will increase the fire danger today because of the low expected humidity along with the already dry vegetation and with those occasionally gusty north winds that has increased the potential of wildfire danger today. Recently released inmates from the Vandalia prison in southern Illinois say prison employees threatened them when they complained about conditions there. Illinois Public Radio's WBEZ in Chicago has been investigating the condition of the state's prison system. Robert Wildebor has more.
Because the Illinois prison system is so overcrowded, inmates are having to live in gyms and office buildings that were never meant to house people. Chris Klingingsmith spent time at Vandalia and complained about conditions where prisoners are housed in basements that often flood and are likely filled with mold.
Two of the grievances mysteriously disappeared, and one grievance, my counselor told me, there's no sense of filing a grievance because all they're going to do is move you and fire you from your job.
Klingingsmith says he dropped his complaints because he was close to his release date and didn't want trouble. The Department of Corrections says allegations of threats are disturbing, though they say they've found no merit in the allegations. WBEZ has been seeking a visit to Vandalia for several months to see conditions for ourselves, but Governor Pat Quinn says no, citing safety and security concerns. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Well, Governor Quinn is responding to a series of reports about inhumane conditions at some of the state's prisons. Former inmates at the minimum security prison in Vienna say they were overrun by rats and roaches in one building. 600 men shared 7 toilets, which often didn't work. Quinn was asked whether prisoners should have to live like that.
No, I want to look into any specifics that deal with the conditions. I want to always pay attention to that, and we'll take a look at that and investigate everything.
Quinn says running a prison system is a big job. He would only say that if reforms need to be made to conditions, he wants to make sure that they're done properly. Well, the governor also wants a federal investigation of Megabus Transportation Company, which saw 2 fatal accidents in Illinois in less than a week. In one, a bus crashed on Interstate 55 in southern Illinois, killing one person. In the other, a mirror on one of the company's buses hit and killed a pedestrian in Chicago. Quinn has sent a letter to the U.S. Transportation Department and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration yesterday. He asks for a full investigation of whether the company follows proper procedures and precautions. Megabus President Dale Moser says the company is deeply saddened by the deaths, but noted that the accidents were unrelated. He says the company has the highest safety rating awarded by the federal agency that regulates bus companies. A Southern Illinois Water District is asking its customers to conserve. The Lake of Egypt Water District is asking customers to voluntarily cut down on their water usage. District Manager Perry Musgrave says if the drought continues, their restrictions could become mandatory. He says there may also be a need for rate increases as the level of the lake continues to drop. The Water District, along with the Southern Illinois Power Cooperative, is working to control the water level on the Lake of Egypt, which both utilities rely on. The Water District is encouraging its customers to cut back on car washing, take shorter showers, and immediately report any leaks. Well, the Jackson County Board has lifted the countywide burn ban. Board Chairman John Evans says the county has received enough rain to reduce the danger of wildfires. Some local fire departments, though, still have burn restrictions in place. Jackson County residents are encouraged to contact their local fire departments to make sure that burn ban is lifted in their particular neighborhood. There is now a place in Carbondale that will accept number 5 plastics. The neighborhood co-op grocery is now part of the recycling program called Give Me 5. The program gives stores the opportunity to take clean number 5 containers. The co-op's outreach and owner services coordinator, Jerry Bradley, encourages people to come to the store to recycle number 5 plastics, since neither the City of Carbondale nor the Southern Recycling Center will take them at this time. He says number 5 plastics are popular with manufacturers.
A lot of containers, more and more these days, are going toward number 5 plastics. They're lightweight and they're durable. However, they're very difficult to recycle, to re-break down, melt down, and then mold or form into another product.
Bradley says you can determine if your plastic container is a number 5 by looking at the resin code on the container, which will have a 5 inside of a triangle. He says once the recycling containers are full, the plastics will be shipped to New York, so an eco-focus company called Preserve can use them to produce toothbrushes and razor blade handles. Recapping the forecast today, mostly sunny with a high of 85. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.